At the second layer, we identify the bottleneck links of the multipath route found in the first layer. With a new objective, we minimize the maximal load of all links except the bottleneck links of the first layer. This leads us to an additional spreading of the route. The third layer is constructed similarly. We identify the bottleneck links of the second layer, and with linear programming objective, we minimize the maximal load of all links except the bottleneck links of the first and the second layers. The third layer leads to even spreader routing. We repeat this procedure until the full communication footprint of capillary routing is discovered. Numerous network samples are obtained from mobile ad hoc network. Nodes are moving according to a random walk algorithm. As you can see, if they are sufficiently close, there is a link between them. Each time frame gives us a network sample. Thus, we can generate hundreds of network samples.